Welcome! Today, we're heading to Illy's Dolomites, a landscape of pale, jagged peaks, green valleys, and villages that invite you to slow down. This is not a checklist trip. It is a thoughtful mountain escape, built around a good base, flexible days, and time to notice where you are. The first impression is almost theatrical. The rock towers rise sharply above forests and meadows, then change character as the light shifts. In morning shade, they can look cool and silver. Later, warm sun can bring out soft pink and gold tones. But the Dolomites are not only about dramatic horizons. The smaller details carry the trip. Cowbells across a high pasture, window boxes in a village, hikers lingering over coffee, and the reassuring pace of a place shaped by weather and elevation. That slower rhythm is worth protecting in your plans. It is tempting to chase every famous viewpoint, yet one valley understood well usually feels richer than a rapid circuit of parking areas, lifts, and photographs. Choose a village or valley base and let it do some of the work for you. A settled base makes mornings calmer, reduces packing, and gives you a chance to learn the local layout. Buses, trailheads, bakeries, and the sensible places to ask for current advice. There is no single perfect Dolomites walk. Some visitors want a gentle valley path, others a broad meadow circuit, and others a lift-assisted route with high mountain views. Match the day to your fitness, confidence, footwear, weather, and the actual conditions on the ground. Before setting out, check with local information points or accommodation staff, carry layers and water, and turn back if conditions become uncomfortable. Mountains reward patience. A shorter walk completed safely can be the best story of the day. For a short stay, begin with an arrival day that stays deliberately light. Reach your chosen village, unpack, take an easy orientation walk, and have an unhurried dinner. You are learning the place, not trying to conquer it before sunset. On the next day, choose one main mountain experience, an accessible hike, or a lift-assisted area followed by a walk suited to the conditions. Give yourself time for viewpoints, rest stops, and the possibility that clouds may reshape the plan. Use the final day for a gentler valley walk and village time. Browse a small food shop, sit in a square, or simply enjoy a long lunch. This third part often makes the itinerary feel less like transit and more like travel. Food here fits the landscape. Warming mountain dishes, local cheeses, hearty soups, dumpling-style specialties, and straightforward meals made for cooler air and active days. Rather than hunting a single famous plate, enjoy what a village kitchen does well and ask what is seasonal. The best time to visit depends on what you hope to do. Winter suits snow-focused trips. Warmer months can suit hiking when trails are appropriate, and quieter shoulder periods can be lovely where conditions allow. Seasonal transitions are real, so build flexibility into every plan. Transport deserves attention before you arrive. Mountain roads demand care. Parking can shape a day, and public transport can be useful when routes fit your base. Fewer accommodation changes shared transport when practical, and realistic daily distances all reduce pressure on you and on the landscape. Respect is practical here. Stay on marked trails, take litter away with you, keep noise low, and remember that villages are live-in communities, not scenery. Supporting local businesses and giving paths, farms, and residence room makes the visit better for everyone. The lasting Dolomites lesson is simple. Choose a village base, leave room for weather, and let a few well-chosen walks lead the trip. You will see more by rushing less. Thanks for listening, and I hope your mountain time is both memorable and considerate. Until next time.